Okay, Dago Machina Ephraim for Parshas Toldos. Parsha describes how when Rivka becomes pregnant, she's very confused about what's going on inside of her. The truth is, if we think about it, we're confused what she's so confused about. There's a baby inside of her and it's kicking. So Chazal revealed to us that that maybe the nature of how the baby's kicking and when the baby's kicking was unusual. But Vayisrotzu Abanim Bekirba, the truth is, she goes to Bidoresh Hashem. She goes to figure out what's going on, and told Ali Shliach Mitarashi that she has two children inside of her, fighting with each other. They're struggling with each other, so to speak. They're thrashing about. Okay, so let's see. Dago Machin Ephraim has to say it's on page Nun. Vayisrotzu Abanim Bekirba. The children were thrashing or running around inside of her, kicking inside of her. V'tomer im kein lamaze anochi. And she said, if this is how it's going to be, why do I even exist? Okay, there's a lot of layers to what she was saying, depending on what she was experiencing. Okay, is she just complaining because she's uncomfortable in her pregnancy? There's obviously more to it than that. V'teilech lidrosh es Hashem, so she goes to inquire, what's the story? V'yomer Hashem la, and Hashem says to her, again Rashi says, al yidei shliach, she goes to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, and Hashem says to her, shnei goyim bevitneich, you actually have two children inside of you, two nations inside of you. And two entire worlds, kingdoms, are going to emerge from within you. And one nation will try to overtake the other, and in the end, the Rav, the older one, stronger one, the bigger one, will become subservient to the younger one, to the smaller one. The Jewish people favor quality over quantity. We're a small nation, but we always have the greatest impact. So that's Rav Yavod Sayer. V'yesh lo amar da Torah mira mezes lanu b'zeh musar haskel ma'ohod. Who are these two banim thrashing around inside of Rivki Meinu, and how does it relate to us? Well, every one of us also has two different kochos inside of ourselves that are grappling with each other. Namely, ha'piya yedua lanu sh'yesh shnei yitzarim ba'adam. We have a yetzer tov, and we have a yetzer hara. And they're constantly struggling. And the reason that Hashem made it this way, that we have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, it's actually very interesting. I'm thinking just now. What do we get first, the Yetzer Tov or Yetzer Hara? We get Yetzer Hara first. And sources tell us that the Yetzer Hara actually is part of one's existence and one's experience before the Yetzer Tov. So in a certain sense, right, the Yetzer Hara is the older one, as Esav is sort of the older one. Right? And the Yetzer Tov, so to speak, the younger one, is Yaakov. Okay, so why did Hashem make it this way? As we've spoken in the past, the goal is to be able to transform our Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. V'hainu, la'avod Hashem yizbarach baruch hu, b'chol inyanim shehem mitzad ha'Yetzer Hara. To take all of the things that the Yetzer Hara desires, and to use them in the service of Hashem, to redirect that drive and that energy and that sinful creativity of the Yetzer Hara, and to use it to be creative in serving Hashem, to be passionate in serving Hashem, right? To have a taiva, a longing to serve Hashem. Channel all of those kochos of the Yetzer Hara, turn it into a Yetzer Tov. As Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Eizehu Chacham, who is one who is truly wise? Halomed mikol adam. One who learns from every person. Or maybe, in our context, the better way to translate it is what? Mikol, from every part of the person, right? I'm made up of Yetzer Tov, I'm made up of Yetzer Hara, I'm made up of Guf, I'm made up of Neshama. I can learn from all the different components and use them. My body is not an impediment to the service of Hashem. My body, if properly harnessed, is going to help me to serve Hashem. May Yetzer Hara is not an impediment to the service of Hashem. May Yetzer Hara, if properly directed, is what? Is a tool to serve Hashem. V'isa b'svarim shel harav hakadosh mipolanya. The told us Yaakov Yosef, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef HaKoyin, he writes in his svarim that this Mishnah, learning from Kol Adam, is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. Learn from the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara has a lot to teach us, if we can learn how to use them in the right way. Okay, V'yadua dezelu umazeh aselokim. And we know that there are always opposing forces that Hashem created in the world to maintain a balance. V'haynu sheyesh anashim shemahapchim chas v'shalom meyitzur matov liyitzur hara. Just like, of course, the goal is to take the Yitzur Hara and turn it into Yitzur Tov, there are some people who, Chas v'shalom, God forbid, do the opposite. They take their Yitzur Tov and they turn it into a second Yitzur Hara. Kisha Hashem Yisbarach Mizaka V'chonein Das La'osam Anashim. So what happens when those people finally wake up one day and say, oi, not only did I fail to control my Yitzur Hara, but I turned my good voice, I turned my Yetzer Tov into another Yetzer Hara. So now a person has this spiritual epiphany that, wow, I've really strayed quite far. So when Hashem allows such a person to realize, Mistaklim b'maaseyim she'ein bo shum toeles, and they say, wow, I've really undermined my existence, my life has lost its purpose, u'matmiyam al atzmam, and they look at themselves and they wonder, eich pa'amim hayu yucholim la'avodas Hashem yizbarach baruchu lifamim k'shahayim mezgaber bo Yetzer Tov. He starts to wonder, wow, there were times when I was able to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to use my Yetzer Tov in the right way to dominate my Yetzer Hara. V'achshav, afilu miyetzer tov nasa Yetzer Hara. Now the person looks himself in the mirror and says, how could it be? There was a time when I was so in control of myself and I was so spiritually connected that my Yetzer Hara was mamish in my hands. He had no bilus over me. He had no control over me. And now it's mamish the opposite. The Yetzer Hara is so dominant, I feel like my Yetzer Tov has been extinguished. It's been turned into the Yetzer Hara, working for the Yetzer Hara. Va'omer im kein lama zeh anochi. And like Rivka says, when she sees the banim thrashing about inside of her, she says, im kein lama zeh. Why is this? Why is what? Lama zeh basi la'olam. Why did I even come to this world? Kevin shaloho alti klum. Hashem sent me to this world to what? To accomplish, to do good. And all I've done is extinguish my inner voice of good and have just done a lot of evil. I've created a lot of negativity. Not only have I not done good, but I've made my actions and I've made my existence worse. And when a person comes to that recognition, maybe when he hits rock bottom, it's from that place of saying, wow, looking myself in the mirror and saying, wow, Im Kain, if this is what I've become, Lama Zeh, what's the point of this? And it's in that moment a person begins the search, which will lead to the return to Hashem. So now let's follow the psukim. What happens? How does Hashem respond to Rivka, which again is, so to speak, the person who's wondering, what's become of me? Va'oz Hashem yisbarach ono lo al yidei shaliach. Rashi says Hashem responds to Rivka by way of a shliach. No. Why does Rashi say that Hashem responded to Rivka al yidei shliach? Why can't it just say that Hashem responded to her? Rashi says, v'telech ledrosh es Hashem, she went to inquire of Hashem. She went to the Beis Medrash of Shem. V'yomer Hashem lo al yidei shliach. And Hashem says back to her, al yidei shliach. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says Hashem says to her. So you'll say, well, I guess it's al yidei shliach because she went to the house of shame. She went to the yeshiva of shame to get the answer. So I guess Hashem responded to her by way of whoever she went to. You could say that's the pasuk pshat. You could say Hashem responded to Rivka al yidei shliach because the Gemara in Maseches Megillah that lists the seven prophetesses, the seven neviyos, does not put Rivka on the list. Sarah's on the list, but Rivka, we don't find per se in the Torah, or even in that Gemara that lists the seven female prophets, we don't find Rivka on that list. Okay, so that's another good reason to say that Vayomer Hashem La, God said to her, is not direct, because she's not a prophetess. At least we don't see according to Chazal in a simple read of the Torah. The other possibility that I once saw in a sefer called Yalkut HaGershuni is a nice pshat. For a person to be on the receiving end of nevuah of Ruach HaKodesh, you have to be what? One of the prerequisites is what? You have to be in a state of simcha. And she's clearly very depressed here. She's saying, Im kein lama zeh anochi. Right? She's very, very depressed. What? Yalkut HaGershuni, Rav Gershon Stern. No, it's Rav Gershon Stern. But it could be there's other Yalkut Gershunis. Wouldn't be surprised, yeah. Yeah, he was Hungarian Rav. He says Gevaldic things. So he says maybe it was Al Yidei Shliach. Could be a quote someone who says it, I don't remember. But Al Yidei Shliach, because if you're not Besimcha, you can't receive direct prophecy. That's why you always find the prophets were playing music and, you know, trying to be ma'orer that state of Simcha, making their connection to Hashem more direct. The Arizal said about himself that all of his madregos came about because of his Simcha Sachaim. In the beginning of the Sefer Charedim, it brings that from the Arizal, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it. That the Arizal said about himself that his awesome levels of spiritual attainment came about through his Midah of Simcha. Okay, so it's not a small thing. Anyway, so Hashem responds to Al Yidei Shliach. So the Pasha Pshat is, she went to Shem, she went to the yeshiva of Shem, to ask him, no, what's going on with me? And Shem answered her. But obviously, Al Pi Pnimius, you could say, who's the Shliach? Take a look. V'hainu, Al Yidei Yedido Ne'eman Beso. Through the what? Through Hashem's confidant, Hashem's friend, Ne'eman Beso. Who's that? Okay, so stay tuned. You'll see in a second. Ki be'emes lo avar adayin. Sorry, I skipped a line. Sha'al hi azel lepel be'inav. The shliach, so to speak, responds and says, Ki be'emes lo avar adayin me'olam b'shrum pames avoy baruch hu. What you're saying is painfully correct. You've never really served God. And since you're mentioning what is the purpose of my existence, the shliach says, you're right. Unfortunately, until this point, you have not really done your job at all. And that which you imagine that you have served Hashem with fear and love, it wasn't really sincere. It wasn't authentic. Can you find these types of lashonos in the early Sefer Chassidus? Toldos Yaakov Yosef of Polnoa screams the whole time about this. Everyone's fake, everyone's a phony, you know? Degel Machad Ephraim said it a few times also, we've seen this year. You're not really serving Hashem. Okay, we have to believe that what we're doing, we are serving Hashem, but we also have to challenge ourselves to ask ourselves, and it's a terrifying question, do I really serve Hashem? If you daven this morning, which I hope you all did, why? Why'd you do it? What was the point? It's a social norm. You want to get a prize. You have a real relationship with God. You actually wanted to talk to God this morning. Why did we do what we do? Why do I learn Torah? How do I learn Torah? Why do many people after yeshiva not learn as much Torah as they did in yeshiva? Well, because in yeshiva, that's like the competitive sport. So I'm able to boost my ego by being stark. And then I move on with my life and no one really cares. So if my relationship with Hashem is not deep and real, then I stop learning, more or less. And I move on to other things. So says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, the Shliach says back to us, you're right. A little bit, you're not really, what about that time? I'll roll back a video of you from a few years ago when you looked like you were on fire for Hashem. Nah, it was sheker. Hayabo geus. It was all haughtiness. It was ego. V'lo hifil adayin klum b'shalus avodasi yizbarach shemo. And how much have you really worked on yourself? The Shliach says to you, come on, let's be honest. What's the day of your life that you worked the hardest in Avodas Hashem? And how many of those days do you remember and can actually picture? This was a day I worked hard for God. Very hard to picture that. Hainu shehu ma'oyrav tov b'ra v'ra b'tov. You're one big mess of ra and tov and ra. V'lo ishtad l'asos havdalav afrasha b'in ra l'tov. And you haven't really put in the time and the effort to get the ra, the negativity, whether it's a bad midah, or an improper desire, or whatever it is, your laziness, or your taivas, or your whatever, or your excuses why you're not good at Gemara, all those things, you haven't worked enough to get rid of that. Kihu ikra tachlis lios badl meira velasos meira tov. That's the point of life. The point of life is to what? From the time that Adam messed up, the point of life is to get out of Eitz Hadas Tovira. That's where death takes place. That's where death came from. The goal is to get away from the Ra and to move towards Tov. As Rabbi Aaron said to us last week, what do you actually want? What do you actually want from life? And are the things you're doing in the course of your day reflecting a move towards that goal? As we've seen in the past, his pshat in the pasuk, Sur meira va'ase tov, hainu li'eshtad lahasir mehara, hara shabo v'lasoso kula tov. Sur meira, remove the ra from being ra, doesn't mean just run away from it. Teach the thing that's ra in your life to stop being bad, va'ase tov, and not separate track, do good. Take the bad thing and turn it into something good. It's such an important point. Hashem programmed me a certain way. What do you want me to do, God? So I can spend my whole life running away from certain, you know, character traits that are me. Or I could say, no, that's such a childish and foolish way to try to run away from, you know, myself. You can't run away from yourself. Take the parts of yourself that, when unrefined, express themselves in a lowly way, and refine them and use those exact same traits in a holy way. Again, it's that Gemara in Shabbos. It's the Gemara in Shabbos that says what? That says if you're born under a particular mazel, which means that you have a netiya, an inclination towards blood, right? So figure out how to channel that drive for blood in a holy way. You could be a murderer. You could be a doctor. You could be a shochet. You could be a moel, right? You're a person who's drawn to the blood. Okay, so figure out how to use that in a holy way. Right, do I use that as a way of harming people? I use that as a way of healing people. And then what? Then a person will subdue the Yetzirah into the realm of Kedusha. And then a person could take that kalach of the Yetzirah and use it in a way that serves Hashem. So now we understand a deep reading of our psukim in this week's parsha. The children were thrashing inside of her. There's some type of shattering or breaking that's taking place. One of them is going to break the other one. The Yetzer Tov is going to break the Yetzer Hara, or the Yetzer Hara is going to break the Yetzer Tov. Hainu. Each one is trying to dominate the other one. Just like on the pshat level, Esav and Yaakov are going to forever be engaged in a struggle, and their descendants are engaged in a struggle. It's still taking place in the world today. Sometimes the Yetzer Tov will beat the Yetzer Hara and subdue the Yetzer Hara. And sometimes the opposite, chas v'shalom. And sometimes, God forbid, the Yetzer Tov is taken in captivity and becomes a Yetzer Hara. So what does Rivka say? If so, what's she asking? Hainu kanis kolel. Shashem yisbar chonin lo das, shemistakel b'maisav, v'she'ein v'hem shum to'eles. A person, again, when they are losing the battle, and they feel like, you know, that they're in the double negative category, right? They've got a Yetzirah, and they've turned the Yetzirah Tov into a Yetzirah. And then the person reflects and says, Imkein, lama zeh anochi? What's the purpose of my life? Yetzasi lolam hazeh? Why do they come to this world? Umishtokek ma'od b'chafitza v'chashuka leida ikar ha'tachlis amitas shel adam. And then the person starts to ask the real questions of life. And starts to wonder, what is the point of my existence? It's been nothing but self-gratification. What on earth am I doing here? If there's a God in the world, then why did he create me? How could he possibly want this? And the answer is, the Shliach says back to you, he doesn't want this. This is not what he had in mind. And I start to say, how is it possible for me to ever serve Hashem without all the bilbulim and all of the teruf, all of the bilbul hadas, right? All of the give me a good word for teruf. Your mind is what? What? No, it's not a good word. It's more like unsettled. What's craziness? Yeah, I have it in the Mishnah in Brachos. I have this word. It means not a lack of clarity. Your mind is unsettled. Discombobulated. That's a good one. So what happens? So now you say, I can't live like this anymore. It's crazy. I can't live certainly in the realm of double Yetzer Hara. Right? And the world of Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara Birvuvia all blended together is also, it's a mess. That's such a frustrating way to live my life. So a person goes, Lidrosh Es Hashem. So he says a nice pshat. Umeyesores Hazev Vitelech Lidrosh Es. A person goes, the pasuk says Lidrosh Es Hashem. Right? But the way he reads it, it's a beautiful read. Vitelech Lidrosh Es. He goes to Darshan Es. Who darshan the word S? Who darshan the word S and how did he darshan it? Says the Gemara, Hainu Shuholech Lachor Velidrosh Hatamid Chacham. He goes to what? He goes to connect to Talmidei Chachamim because the Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, with Hashem you shall fear. And what does the Gemara say in Psachim Chav Beis? Lerabos Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Honor and fear, have respect, deep respect for something with Hashem. What is that with? Es Hashem. Es Lerabos Talmidei Chachamim. Psachim Chav Beis Mebeis. So therefore, Vatelich Lidrosh Es. When I realize that my life is all over the place, I say, I need a Rebbe. I need someone to guide me. I need someone who has perspective. I need someone who's been through the garden maze, to use the mashal of the Mesilas Yesharim, I think the third parak. So when I go and I start that search, and I find people to inspire me, so Hashem says to her, to the person who's asking, Hainu, Hashem Yisbarach Ona Lahanishama Shemitzida Bahisoreze. Hashem responds by way of the neshama. Ay, neshama shenasatabi, no, tahorahi. It's always pure. Buried under all of that yetzahara is an inner drive and desire to do good. So the neshama, which had created this whole conversation to begin with, the neshama says, "What's the point of me being here if I'm just held in captivity beneath all this yetzahara?" So now Hashem responds to the neshama, "Va'ona la al yedei shliach, kaperish Rashi, hainu al yedei hatzadik." The response comes from who? From the tzaddik you attach yourself to. Right? You go to the tzaddik, you sit down, and you say, "Rebbe, teach me. I don't know anything. Right? Tell me about your life." The tzaddik says, "It's not impressive. It's been very self-serving. Now I want to serve Hashem." So the tzaddik says, "Ah, came to the right place. I'm happy to guide you. I want to offer you advice. We'll learn together. I'll get you started." Your sincerity and your desire to return to yourself is a beautiful thing. Shnei goyim bevitneich. So the tzaddik says, "Listen, let me explain to you how this came to be and how this works. Shnei goyim bevitneich. There's two warring nations, so to speak, inside you. Perish Rashi, geyim ksiv. Rashi says, shnei goyim, shnei geyim. Geyim means haughty ones or chashiv ones, which Rashi says is a reference to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Antoninus. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, of course, the author of Mishnayos. Antoninus, his contemporary from the Roman world. They were very good friends. They were both very wealthy and very chashuv and very important in their world. But explains the Degamach and Ephraim, what does it mean, Shnei Geyim Bevitneich? How did I get into this mess? So you know what the tzaddik says? One word. Gaiva. You're Baal Gaiva. You're a big Baal Gaiva. You think that like you, independent from God, like matter. And you don't. You need to be humbled, and then you'll be much bigger. Again, that muscle of throwing the drop back into the ocean. But when you're trying to be your own thing, you're Baal Gaiva. So you think, I deserve, you know, money, and I deserve success, and I deserve recognition, and I deserve bodily pleasure, and I deserve all these things. It's all Gaiva. It's living for yourself and not recognizing that you're a created being. How'd you get into this mess? You said, but I used to learn. Yeah, that was also sheker. Now you're ready to break yourself down and get real. And that's very chashuv. V'zeo bevitneich, lashon hei rayon. Right? Shnei goyim bevitneich. There's a gaiva bevitneich. What does it mean? In your stomach, in your innards, in your womb? What does it mean? Al shem ha-machshava. Hainu b'tchilas avudasra sashem yisbarach. Lo haya b'shum pam b'shleimus. You had gaiva since your inception. In other words, and maybe it's the fault, maybe it is the fault, maybe it's our fault, maybe we do this. I'm not here to point fingers, but maybe we do this too much, like in the yeshivas in Israel. Maybe we give people too much of an unhealthy, you know, we play into the gaiva game, which has a place to build a person up. Right? There's something to that. Rav Shlomo Volbe, the great Mashkiach, said, you shouldn't talk to anyone about humility until they're 25 years old. I should just tell you guys, you're amazing. Wow, you got up this morning. Wow, you're so amazing. But the truth is, big deal. Of course you got up this morning. That's your job. You're supposed to be here on time. We're like, what do you mean? You need a prize for that? But Rav Volbe said, we're a very weak generation. Just tell everyone they're so great, they're so great. Build them up. Let them feel so great. Wow, you read one word of Torah. Wow, you're the God Ladar. I could say, what do you mean there's 3-year-olds in Yerushalayim who know more than all of us combined? You should feel like a bunch of losers. There's a truth to that. There is a truth to that. It's true that there are 3-year-olds who know more than all of us combined. And it's true that in a certain sense, we have not worked hard enough in our service of Hashem. And we have all of our excuses and whatever it is, right? But a little bit, from your inception, the Neshama says to you, Hashem says to you, yeah, there was a lot of gaiva mixed in. When you tried to stay up late, Shona Aleph, to look from, that was gaiva. And that's why now 3 years after Shona Aleph, you're not pushing yourself to learn so much. The same way you once were. Because you're not playing that gaiva. You're playing a different gaiva game now. So Rakhaya Begeyus Upniyas Ushkarm. The whole thing was rooted on falsehood. It was built on a foundation of falsehood. Ulakach yesh koach beyitzahara lisgabra od lefamim. Vishair kach laolam chas v'shalom ayitzar tov. Nichna taches yado. So now you're wondering, how did the Yetzirah become so dominant? What happened to my Yetzirah Tov? The answer is, even when you were working with your Yetzirah Tov, you were already falling right into the trap of the Yetzirah. He was playing on his terms. It was never about Hashem, really. Alright, so now I've faced the harsh truth of life. Now what? Okay, now we can start to heal. Now you're a mature Eved Hashem who wants to serve Hashem with sincerity, not to win your Rebbe's recognition or not to win your Chavrus's recognition, but because you want to have a real relationship with God. So now we can talk, says the Yetzer Tov, says the Neshama, says Hashem, says the Tzaddik. Now we can talk. He says in the last paragraph of this piece, about Iker HaTachlis Hu, Ushnei Le'umim Mime'ayich Yiparedu. What's the response? Rivka, there's actually two babies inside of you. They're two warring nations. And the goal is that what? That these two nations shall yiparedu, shall separate from you, shall emerge from you. That's the simple translation. Hainu shetira lahafrid hara min atov legamri. But what does it mean, yiparedu? They should separate. What does it mean? How should they separate? In what way should they separate? They should separate in the sense that what? You need to take your Yetzer Tov, and you need to take your Yetzahara, and you need to draw that line very clearly between them. Separate from the Ra entirely. And like we learned, really more than that, it's not about running away from it, it's about transforming it. First make sure that the Tov itself is clean, that the good part of yourself is actually good. And then, that one nation should overpower the other. Hainu. Make sure that one of the Yetzers has the upper hand. Of course, the Yetzer Tov. And which one is it? Which one should be the dominant one? The bigger one, the stronger one, the older one, the Yetzer Hara, Ya'avod Tzair, should be subservient to the what? To the smaller one, to the younger one, to the one that seems to be less present, but is much more real. The Rav, Hainu Yetzer Hara, Shnikra Rav, Shehu Ba Kodem Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara who's older because he's been around longer, Ya'avod Tzair, Hainu Shikana Lagamri Taches Yad Yetzer Tov, shall be subservient, shall be subdued entirely to the Yetzer Tov Hanikra Tzair. Like it says in Koheles, that the Yetzer Tov is described as what? As a Yeled Miskein V'chacham, as opposed to the Yetzer Hara, which is called a Melech Zokein Uksil. V'oz tuchol lavor Hashem Yisbarach ba'emes uvalev shalim b'shlemes gamor b'lishum bilbul v'teref rak b'zakus hadas v'havein. And then you'll really be able to serve Hashem with purity and sincerity and integrity without any of the discombobulation
that often plagues our minds. And it's all rooted in that gaiva which got us into the Eitz Hadas Tovara to begin with. It's a chash of peace. Yeah.
First of all, at the beginning Rebbe said that when you say Vishwashu Abana Zakirba, and then the question that has been asked in the mirror kind of is, Tomer became Lama, Lama Zed.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the it could just not be the answer is Anochi. We
talked about it. Yeah, it is. It is. The answer is Anochi. He has it in like seven places in this week's Parsha. And now you know the code. Whenever you see the word Anochi, that's the answer. Right? Im kein lama ze Anochi. If this is thy state of being, what's going to be with Anochi? Anochi is the word that encompasses the entirety of the Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
And then also, by the Eitz Hadas Torah, the what Das means is for like two things to become one. And so this is just like, this is like being trying to be Mataki and other sin of like making them into one.
Right, right. That's right. And Yaakov, we said the Avos are working, each of them are working towards that goal. And Yaakov really completes it, which is another piece he has in this expression. But it's good. Maybe you're the Degel Machane Ephraim. You would Gilgal the Degel Machane Ephraim? That'd be cool.
I don't think so.
Could be. You don't think so because you know you're Gilgal of someone else? Okay. All right. We'll talk offline. Okay, so let's turn the page. A small little piece of Vayikra'u Shemo Esav. Finally, the twins are born. What page are we on? Nunbez? Vayikra'u Shemo Esav. And they called him Esav. Right? As opposed to the singular, and he called him Yaakov. Chazal have multiple interpretations. But he has a nice pshat. A simple pshat and a nice pshat. How do most people live their life, and how do some people live their life? Vayikru Shemo Esav. Yesh Lahavin. Yeah, we have, everyone has the piece? Yesh Lahavin Zahashinoi. Why is there a change by the naming of Esav and the naming of Yaakov? She Eitzel Esav Nemar Vayikru. Ve Eitzel Yaakov Nemar Vayikra Shemo Yaakov Lashon Yachid. Why by Esav is it the plural and they called him Esav? And by Yaakov it's the singular and he called him Jacob. Udrashas Chazal Yadua. And Chazal's explanation is well known. If you look in the Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash says, he called him Yaakov. Who is he? Hashem called him Yaakov. Hashem picked out the name. Okay. V'yesh lomar derech remez al derech ha-medrash. We can explain, based on the Medrash that I mentioned earlier. Now, we skipped over this Medrash, so I'll tell you what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, what does the name Esav mean? What does Esav mean? So the Medrash says, Esav means what? The Medrash says, this is the shav. Esav is like shav. Hashav shabarasi ba'olami. That's what the Medrash says. Esav. Hashav, like a shuas shav, a false oath, in vain. Right? Don't say Hashem's name, lashav, in vain. So Esav is shav. Esav, hashav shabarasi ba'olami. This is the emptiness, the falsehood, the sheker, right? The worthlessness of existence. And of course, that's why Esav becomes Amalek. And Amalek is sheker, and Amalek has to be destroyed, and Amalek has no kiyum, right? So the whole world of Esav represents a certain sheker, a certain falsehood, a very intense falsehood. So if that's true, if that's what Esav means, so now we understand, very simple. When the Pasuk says, V'hu shemeramis, to Esav hu shav v'sheker, if Esav is shav and Esav is sheker, this is what's alluded to in the Pasuk. Vayikru'u, what does Vayikru'u mean? And they called. But the Shoresh Kufresh Aleph could also mean what? Right? Like think about Yaakov at the end of his life. He's lying in his deathbed, right? In Parshas Vayechi. And he calls to his sons and he gathers them together. So Kriya, when I call to someone, right? It usually means I'm calling them towards me. It's a lashon of what? Of gathering. It's a lashon of hamshacha, of continuity. I'm trying to hand something off to you. Right? I'm bringing you close in order to relay a message to you that I need you to carry forward. Right? So, vayikru'u is a lashon hamshacha v'aseifa. It's a lashon of what? Of continuity and gathering. What does that mean? Why is it Vayikru? Why is it plural by Esav? Because most people are drawn after the world of Esav. Most people are stumbling into that falsehood of Sheker. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? What are the three things that remove a person from the world? And we get drawn after them. And we think it's going to give us a place in the world, and it makes us not even part of the world. Kina, Taiva, Kavod. Right? When a person is jealous, when a person has desires, when a person seeks honor, you lose sight of everything, and you these things take a person out of the world. That's why the Svarim HaKadoshim say, what is the gematria of Kina plus Taiva plus Kavod? Sheker. Esav, as the Degamachan Ephraim says, is the world of Shav and Sheker. Alma de Shikra, a world of falsehood. Where everything you see and everything that's being blasted into your senses on a daily basis is telling you the opposite of what your truth is. The truth of your neshama. So therefore, Vayikru, most people are drawn after that world of Kinataiva Kavod Gamachio Sheker. Most people are drawn after the falsehood of the world. That's why Vayikra'u Shemo Esav. Shemo means the name, but it also means the identity. Right? The identity of most people is Esav. It's Metzias. Most people don't spend a lot of time thinking about the purpose of their life. Aval Eitzel Yaakov. But what do we know about Yaakov? What's Yaakov's Mita? If Esav is Sheker, what's Yaakov? Titein Emes Yaakov. Yaakov is Emes. Right, like the pasuk says in Micha, Titein Emes LeYaakov. So by Yaakov, unfortunately, the reality is what? Vayikra, in the singular, Lashon Yachid. V'haynu machmas shezeh ha-ma'at min ha-ma'at, v'u'echad be'ir, shemekarev atzma la'emes. Unfortunately, the simple reality is that not too many people are drawn after the truth. It's much easier to be pulled into the world of Sheker. Right? And it's only a handful, it's only the Yechidim, or Titein Emes LeYaakov, who live a life of truthful searching. Yes, Yehuda.
So first of all, I just noticed one time that by Esav it says Kulo Kader Seyar.
Yeah.
And the only other place it says that in Tanakh is by Nabi Sheker.
That what?
The only other place it says Kulo Kader Seyar in the entire Tanakh is by Nabi Sheker.
What context? Where does it say that?
I
okay, that. I'll take your word for it. I didn't know that. But it's... It's very interesting.
I never knew what it meant, but this makes a lot of sense that it's Gematria Sheker. And then also, could the singular versus the plural be like Esav has like a color tint to him because he's like he thinks in like a multiplicity, so he would be just like one of the multiplicity, whereas Yaakov is Emes, it's like the whole truth, so it's like it's only one, it's not colored.
Nice. It's not discolored, right? That's the Vart from the Baal Shem Tov. That when the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey that Hashochet b'Shabbos Mishumah Mechayev, person who shechs, right? What malacha is shechita? What malacha is shechita? So the Gemara says Tzoveya, coloring. So Tosva says Shochet Mishumah Mechayev. Here is it? No, yeah, here it is. Shabbos Ayin Hey Amar Aleph. Shochet mishum mai machayev, Tosfos says, Lashon ashochet demas nisen kai. Tosfos says, Ela ashochet de alma kai. It's referring to one who shechs in general. But the Sefer Orach Lechayim, in Parshas Lech Lecha, quotes the Baal Shem Tov, as saying, Shochet de alma means the one who shechs the world, which is the Yetzirah. Yetzirah tries to shecht us. That's why the Gemara in Sukkah says in the fifth parak, what's going to happen to the Yetzirah when Mashiach comes? We're going to shecht him. Right? So how does the Yetzirah shecht us? Shoichei mishumayim achayev. What does the Shoichei do to shecht us?
How does Yetzer Hara get us? What's the answer? It's Soveya. He discolors things. Right? Coloring. It's all about the coloring. It's all about the presentation. Again, it's all about that flashy billboard telling you what you need when it's really the opposite of what you need. Right? So Yaakov is, again, that white purity, and Esav is defined by a color because his whole thing is coloring. That's the whole technique of the Yetzer Hara. To color things, to paint some things, you know, paint a rosy picture of something when it's mamish, the Alma de Shikra. Okay, very good. Yeah, you want to say something?
I
did
that with the other day until salsa and it's dash. It squeezes the bad.
Ah, right. That's right, dash. That's right. Threshes us, crushes us, squeezes us. Right. Yeah.
What's kinna?
Kinna is jealousy. It's spending my whole life looking at other people's lives instead of wondering what's the purpose of my life. And there's nothing seeing us adam in olam more than that. Right? Nothing that takes me out of my way than spending my life worrying about other people's lives. Pigazin. Lo aleinu. Yeah.
It said here, the idea is that it's vayikra because there's more people that want that idea that Yitzchak has, but it's vayikra by Yitzchak. Maybe it's not because more people want it, but because one comes from being surrounded by more people.
Interesting. Okay, it's a nice pshat also. Meaning the more one is able to turn away a little bit from the noise of public opinion, then you're more able to recognize the truth of your life and life. Yeah, it's very nice.
Something else
that
singular versus
plural. Yeah. Right. Our whole world is, the whole world of Yaakov is in singular, right? Hashem Echad. Also very good. Okay, Chaver, let's turn ahead a couple pages to Vayomer Anochi Esav Bechorecha. Of course, at the end of the parsha, when Yaakov goes in, disguised as Esav to get the brachos, he says something which Rashi and everyone else has to grapple with, which is seems to be not true. What does Yaakov say? Anochi Esav Bechorecha. I am Esav, your firstborn. No, you're not. So part of the answer is, yes, he is. But we're not going to explain it the way that our Rebbe, Rebbe Gedalia Shor, explains it in a lengthy essay in Or Gedaliah. Let's just see if we can understand a simple idea. Okay? And it goes back to what Yehuda was saying about the word Anochi being a code word for Kol HaTorah Kula. So let's see. What page is it on? Okay, Nun Dalet. Vayomer Anochi Esav Bechorecha. I am Esav, your firstborn. Who are you, son? He's feeling it. Who are you? Hakol kol Yaakov, Yadayim de Esav. I am Esav, your firstborn. How does Rashi read it? Right, Anochi. I am whoever I am. Oh, and by the way, in case you forgot, Esav is your firstborn. This is very schwer, very tricky to read it that way. V'tamukan kol mefarshim. So all of the mefarshim ask, from Rashi to the Radak, to Rabbeinu Bachaya, to the Chizkuni, to the Barbanel, to the Al-Sheikh, everyone asks the same question. How could Yaakov, we just said a second ago, is Titein Emes LeYaakov, how could he be a liar? Heich Yaakov shehu midas Emes yotzei dvar sheker mipiv. Everyone asks this question. Uperish Rashi dochuk ma'od. And of course, Rashi's explanation, right, that Jeremy just mentioned, that, so to speak, you put a period after Anochi, I am, Esav Bechorecha, is very forced. It's a hard pshat. Shetevas Anochi ain lo shum perish. Because it doesn't really explain Anochi. What do you mean? I am. What do you mean, I am? What are you saying? So it says the Gemachar Ephraim, I'll tell you what Anochi means. Ulafi anias daiti nira ki galoi viadua. Ki Yaakov hu ha-Torah mamash. The world stands on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, Pirkei Avos. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Avoda and Tfila, Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is Torah. His whole being is Torah. He's the Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. He sits in the tents of Torah and studies Torah. That's what he does. So Yaakov, whose essence is Torah, Ukvar Nisbar Zele El Kamapam, as we've explained in other places above, in other places, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we spoke about it. Uvize Yivoar Gamkein Hashinoi Lashon Shal Yaakov Min Esav. So now we understand why Esav talks about Ani and Yaakov talks about Anochi.
What is it? How would you translate ani? I. How would you translate anochi? I. Right? Or I am. But there's a significant difference between them. She'esav omer ani, v'yakov omer anochi. And they're mamish polar opposites in a certain sense. What is ani? What is ani? Ani is the most rebellious word that you could possibly say. It implies that there's an I, right, that's independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ultimate expression of self, of individualized self, separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I. There's a great story that the Baal HaTanya once came to visit the Maggid of Mezrich. And he knocked on the door. And the Maggid said, "Who is it?" So he said, "Ich, it's I." Figuring his Rebbe would recognize his voice. So the Maggid says, "Who?" He says, "Ich, ich, it's I, it's I, it's me. You know who it is." So the Maggid says, "Who, who?" So he says, "Shner Zalman. Ah, Shner Zalman." Opens the door. "Ah, Shner Zalman, I'm so happy to see you. I need your help with something. There's a bris that's taking place in a neighboring town. I'm supposed to be there, but I can't be there. I need you to be my shliach. I need you to go to this bris on behalf of me." "Okay, whatever you say, Rabbi." So, Shner Zalman of Liadi, the Baal HaTanya, goes to this bris, and he's sitting by the Suda. People don't really know who he is, but he's there as, he was told by his Rabbi to go there. Okay, so he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, at the end of the bris, towards the end of the Suda, someone comes out of the kitchen, or whatever that looked like back in the, I don't know who catered back in the day. But anyway, someone comes out of the kitchen, they said, "Something's missing." I mean, something's missing. Someone stole some of the utensils. Someone took some of the silverware. Does anyone see any extra silverware on the tables? No? Someone stole some of the silverware. So immediately all these eyes turn to the Baal HaTanya. No one knew who this guy was. He's kind of just sitting there on the side. So they said, "You must be the ganav. Give back what you stole." "Ich bin nicht der ganav. Not a ganav." And they start grabbing him. "No, we're going to check it. Ich bin nicht der ganav. Ich bin nicht der ganav." Finally, one of the other waiters comes out and says, "Oh, sorry, there's a mistake. We found it. Okay, sorry if anyone was accused falsely." He's so embarrassed. He goes back to the Maggid of Mezrich. He says, "Rebbe, what was that? Like, what happened?" He tells him this whole thing that happens. Rebbe says, "Ah." He said, "Remember when you knocked on the door?" "Yeah." "And I said, who is it?" "Yeah." "Remember what you said?" "He said, it's me, it's I." "He said, ich, right?" So he said, "I wanted to teach you that for every time a Jew in this world says, ich, I, you have to say, ich bin nicht, I am not. Ich bin nicht der Ganesh. For every I, you don't say, a Jew doesn't say I. A Jew doesn't say me. Yeah? That sense of me is the biggest impediment to being connected to what? To Anochi. So Esav's whole world is what? Ani. Yaakov never says Ani. He says Anochi. What's the difference? Avala emes who? Shekush yachad mitaretzes bechaverta. The very reason that Esav says Ani and Yaakov says Anochi is exactly the answer to what Yaakov is saying here. Shekach amar Yaakov. Kishishalo Yitzchak, mi ata, who are you? How do you define yourself? Not what's your name. Mi ata, who are you? What is your essence? So Esav's answer is, I'm a self-made man. I'm a hunter. I'm a warrior. I'm a successful person. What does Yaakov say? I don't exist independent from Hashem. Anochi, I am Torah. Anochi is the first word of the Torah. In other words, Yaakov's answer is, who are you? Anochi dot dot dot. Fill in the rest. I am the embodiment of Torah. Hodia lo shuhu anochi. Hainu haTorah kula haklula betevas anochi. I am Torah. That's who I am. That's how I see myself. And Esav bichorecha keperish Rashi. Esav is your firstborn, but I am Torah. Yitzchak haven kipshuto, and Yitzchak understood more simply. Right, and that was the deception, that I am Esav, your firstborn. But Yaakov was not lying at all when he said, who are you? Anochi, that's who I am. Anochi. That's the essence of who I am. And that was an honest answer, so it's not a lie at all. That was Yaakov's response. All right, let's do a little more. We're a small crowd today. Let's see what's going to happen for Gemara here today. So let's do two more little pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand what, like, the concept of the Yetzer Hara. I think saying it's a little bit immature to say that. No, it's a yetzer.
Right. So it could be that a deeper and more mature understanding of what the Yetzirah is not something outside of oneself, right? But it is oneself. It's grappling with oneself. It's not some outside force. Right? The same way my neshama, my Yetzer Tov, is not some outside force. That's me. And the goal is to perfect me.
So the
Yetzirah is me. Yeah, the Yetzirah is me. And the Yetzer Tov is me. And it's just a question of which, you know, parts of me I choose to emphasize. I'm a body and I'm a soul. I'm a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. Right? My body's very real. I feel it. My neshama is also very real. They're both part of me. My neshama is more me because my body is eventually going to be returned to the dirt. But it's a question of, it's a question of emphasizing that part of yourself. Yeah. Okay, let's turn to the piece of Vayomer HaKol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedeyesev. Yeah. Right, right. It's Shivim Nefesh versus Nefashos. Right, Esav's family is called Nefashos, different souls, and Yaakov's family is called Nefesh, because it's a unified, singular soul. Which is true. We're all really one soul. Just looks. The perception is that we're split up into different souls. Okay, let's do the piece. Vayomer HaKol Kol Yaakov Vayadayim Yedei Esav. Very nice piece. Actually, explains something that should bother you if you read the pasuk carefully. Or understand what Chazal say. Darshu Rabbeinu, Chazal explain, Shehu Remez, Kishakol Shal Yaakov B'Torah, Oz Ein Hayadayim Shal Esav Sholtos. Hakol Kol Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav. How do Chazal explain? When the voice of Yaakov is strong, then Esav's hands will not dominate us. When we daven well, when we learn Torah well, when we use our Kolach HaDibur and the Kolach HaPeh, so when the kol Yaakov, when our voice is owned by us, then ein yadayim shel Esav sholtos. Then Esav cannot physically harm us. What's the question? Read the pasuk. What's the question? What's the problem with this chazal? Yeah, hakol kol Yaakov ve'ayadayim de Esav. It sounds like the opposite. It sounds like HaKol Kol Yaakov, when our voice is strong, not Ein Yadayim De Esav, that's what Chazal is saying. You hear? Chazal is saying HaKol Kol Yaakov Ein Yadayim De Esav means HaKol Kol Yaakov, when the voice of Yaakov is strong, then Ein Yadayim De Esav. The puzzle is no, Ve'a Yadayim De Esav. U'makshin ha'olam ha'lefi ha'tochas ha'lashon hu'lehepich. According to the simple read of the pasuk, it's the opposite. Kisha HaKol Kol Yaakov oz v'ha Yadayim De Esav. Mashma adraba, sh'oz sholtos chas v'shalom. When the voice of Yaakov is strong, then the hands of Esau are strong. So how do you understand that? So he says, I'm not arguing on Chazal, but I'll tell you how I read the pasuk, and it's a gevaldik pshat. U'lefi anias daiti, nira lefarish ha-pasuk al derech ha-gemara, u'leremez acher. Based on the Gemara, in Maseches Brachos, daf lamed hay, I'll tell you a different pshat. V'hu ki yadua kishi Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom oz malachtan nasis al yedei acherim. When we do the ratzon of Hashem, when we act like good Jews, Hashem makes it much easier for us to navigate physical reality. In other words, what? When we're connected to Torah, when we're connected to mitzvos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes others to assist us in our mundane pursuits. Kishi Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, when we do the will of our Creator, oz malachton nasis al yedei acherim, that other people do our dirty work. That's what the Gemara says. Kamo shenemar, v'omdu zarim v'ra'u tzoinchem. Foreigners will come and shepherd your sheep for you, and you'll be able to sit and learn Torah. Haynu sha umos misaskim b'tzarchi Yisrael, u'machinem lahem ka'avodim el adoneim. That the nations of the world will serve us. And if you say, that is so not true, it's so true, and it's not on our terms, by the way, it's on their terms. The same way that Paro in Egypt gave honor to who? Not only to his own priests,
but to Shevet Levi because they were the priestly class who spent their time engaged in spiritual pursuits, and they did not have to work, even by Paro's standards, right? So the world has respect. The government gives me parsonage because I play the role of a rabbi. I save money on my taxes. That's not a YU creation. That's not a Klal Yisrael creation. That's an American government creation. That because I'm part of the rabbinate, I get to pay less taxes. It's geschmack. Right? So people respect those who are engaged in spiritual pursuits. So the extreme of that would be if the Jewish people lived lives that were informed by spiritual content entirely, then Hashem would make the world help us out. They would take care of us. None of us would pay taxes. Right? Legally. Legally, none of us would be expected to pay taxes. V'gam b'zohar kadosh, itza kein ala pasuk. The Zohar explains, al tiru es am ba'aretz ki lachmenu heim. Explains the Zohar, inun b'garmayu mizamnin li'inun d'mishtadlin b'oraisa. They on their own will supply the bread of those who are mishtadl b'oraisa, those who are involved in Torah. If we are true to ourselves, the world will respect us and allow us to do it. But when we try to be in both worlds, then Hashem says, okay, so then you got to go to work. Ulefize yesh lomer shezemer amiz apasuk hakol kol Yaakov. This is what it means, hakol kol Yaakov. When we use our voice the way it's supposed to be, then Yadayim Shalahem. Their hands, the hands of Esav, Shitzvichim Lasos Askeim Yidei Esav, that which we should have to be engaged in the world, Hainu Sha'umos Oiskim Bitzarcha Yisrael Machinim Lahem Kol Tzarchaim Ke'evet Al Adonav. When we use our voice right, they will use their hands right. And the way that they use their hands right is by what? Providing for us. Hashem will take care of us by way of the Umos HaOlam. So the pasuk actually makes a lot of sense. Va'kol kol Yaakov, when our voice is strong, then Yadayim, who's going to do our Yadayim, who's going to be involved in our mundane pursuits? Yidei Esav, the world will do it for us. And by the way, that's a partnership, like Yisachar and Zvulun. That's not a bad thing. That could have been a lichadchila, right? But we messed up, and Esav messed up, and the whole thing fell apart. We became enemies. And of course, the opposite is also true. That when we're not doing Ritzono Shel Makom, the Gemara says, when we don't act true to ourselves, then what? And then we end up working for them. Make sure that our voice of Torah and Tefillah is very strong. Okay, last but not least, the very next piece, our final piece for today. Nei Ha'aretz. Part of the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov is Vayiten Lacha Elokim, that God should bestow upon you Mital Hashamayim, the dew of the heavens, umishmane haaretz, and the fat of the land. Right? You should be successful. The pashut pshat, your crops should grow strong. Okay. V'yitain, Rashi comments, Perish Rashi, yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. Letaretz tevas v'yitain. Rashi understands v'yitain, and he shall continue to give, implies, I guess if you're giving more, I guess you already gave. So yeah, Rashi says, yeah, it's a bracha of yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. You should give, you should give again, you should give again. Hashem should always give you more and more and more. I'm just realizing now, for those who are here on Sunday, we spoke a little bit about how Parshas Chayisara, and the theme continues this week's Parsha Toldos, the theme of repetition. Right? We spoke about how Eliezer Eved Avraham repeated his whole experience. We spoke about how Maras HaMachpela, the double cave. There's no parsha that mentions bracha more than this week's parsha. Look how many times the shorish Beis Reish Chaf appears, or maybe in an inverted order, Beis Chaf Reish Bechor. Right? And the Maharal explains why is bracha, why is the word, the Hebrew word for bracha, Beis Reish Chaf? It's multiplicities, Beis. Right? It's in the 1, 2. Chaf, 10 becomes 20. Reish, 100 becomes 200. So the very word bracha implies multiplicity. The idea of multiplicity, again, as we get closer and closer to the world of Chanukah, this is the first parsha that we're going to read this Shabbos in the month of Kislev. The whole inyan of Chanukah is what? Is Mosif V'Holich. It's taking one and turning it into two, taking two and turning it into four. It's always being in a state of increasing things. So again, here's just another example of that. It's not just Yitain, but it's what? It's Yitain V'Yachzor V'Yitain, to go back and to give it again.
As we explained on Sunday, mahadrin, min mahadrin, also means that. It doesn't just mean to do things in a beautiful way. Hadar, as the Gemara uses it, means return, go back. Mahadrin min mahadrin, go back and do it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, until it becomes this awesome ribui. Varavya avod sa'ir. I was thinking this morning on my ride in. Varavya avod sa'ir, you could translate it, Virav ya'avod sa'ir. Rav, a great amount, ya'avod, should be accomplished by tzair, by the little one. Us little Jewish people, we do a lot. Rav ya'avod. Great will be the impact of the tzair, of the little nation. There's a lot more Hanukkah in Rav ya'avod tzair, but I'll save it for another time. We'll get there maybe next week. Okay? So Rashi says, give and give again and give again. This is Hanukkah. Moisif ha'oilich. Yeah? But says the Degamach and Ephraim, tzarech lahavin milas ha'elokim. What does it mean, vayitin l'cha? Ha Elokim mital Hashemayim. What's Ha Elokim? Why not just say Elokim? Vayitin lecha Elokim. God should give. Vayitin lecha Ha Elokim. What's the Ha Elokim? So he says a beautiful Torah. V'yesh lefarish derech remes. Shezeh yihyeh hanasina. You know what Yaakov is hoping to receive? You know what Yitzchak is blessing him with? Vayitin lecha. You know what should be given to you? Ha Elokim. God should be given to you. You should have Hashem in your life. Vayitein lecha ha'elokim. Shezeh yeh hanasina. Sheyitein lo ha'elokim. What should be, not should be given to you by God, from God, but Hashem should be given to you. Hainu. Sheyashpia Hashem yizbarach alav elokuso b'chol eis. You should live in the presence of Hashem. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. Hashem should shine His face upon you, right? That you should have elokus in your life. B'chol eis. And that's what it means. Hashem should give it to you, and then Hashem should give it to you again, and then Hashem should give it to you again. You should constantly be increasing what? The godliness in your life. That's the goal. That's the goal. You should have Hashem in your life more and more and more and more. It's Gevaldik. Yitain lecha ha'elokim. Hashem should be given to you. This type of gift, there's always room for more of it. That as God's light shines more upon you, you should feel it more each and every day of your life. And let's go further in the Pasuk. Let's finish the Pasuk. You should be given godliness in your life. It's the biggest bracha of all. Chavit, this is the biggest bracha ever given. Yitzchak to Yaakov. And what is the bracha? The Pashup Shah, he gave him a bracha for financial success. That's nice. V'yitin lecha ha'elokim. You should have Hashem in your life. That's the biggest bracha of all. What does the Pasuk say? Mital ha'shamayim. How does he translate? How does he explain it? V'zeu gamkein. Mital. You should have tal in your life. What's the gematria of tal, he says? 39, Gematria Hashem Echad, you should live with the oneness of God in your life. Hashem is 26, Echad is 13, Gematria Tal. You should have a life of Tal, a life of Hashem Echad. Hainu Shebercho, Shiyasyachet Hashem, Havaya Baruchu, Alav Bekvias. Hashem should be permanent in your life. V'yadavak ba'Hashem Elokim, Shorash Ava V'yira, V'yitein Lecha Elokim Mital. And like the Pasuk says elsewhere, earlier in Bereishis, Vahaya Hashem li le'elokim. When Yaakov davens that Hashem should be for me an Elokim, that's what it means. It means Hashem should be an Elokim for me. Hainu, sheyitein alav tamid ve'kusa v'achdusa yizbarach shemo v'havein. We should feel that clinging to Hashem and know it very well. I guess I'll just end as the fire alarm goes off because the Torah is just so on fire this morning. I'll just end by saying, mital, it says mital hashamayim. I think so. So Asema says, Hashamayim is gematria. Hashamayim is gematria. Neshama. So mital Hashamayim, you should feel the Hashem Echad, which is your neshama, and you should always have that increasing each and every day of your life. I would love to hear your comments, but we'll take them out to Amsterdam Avenue so we don't get in trouble with the authorities. Everyone should be safe.